you can call your lawyer. Have you ever felt like you need legal representation? Maybe you've been wronged, cheated, or swindled. Maybe you've been abused, falsely accused, or bullied. People can be so cruel, and it's normal to feel like we need help. Many years ago, my wife and I were struggling. Our first 5 years of marriage were very tough. We were both so young and ill-prepared for a life together. Eventually, we scheduled a counseling appointment with a professor from the graduate school that I was attending. I expected him to defend me and back all my well-rehearsed defenses, but I was rudely awakened by his wisdom. After hearing of our complaints, Dr. Ed Decker said something that course-corrected our lives. He said, "You two need to forgive each other." It sounds too simple, right? You're right. Sometimes the Bible is simple, but hard. Luke 6:37 says, "Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you'll be forgiven." Please allow me to put some practical steps to this concept of forgiveness. Dr. Decker explained that there are three steps to true forgiveness. Number one, the act of forgiveness is the first step. It sounds like this: "Lord, I choose to forgive my dad for the pain he caused me, in Jesus' name." Step number two, the process of forgiveness. It continues the first step 7 times 70. We continue to forgive again and again and again until we reach the third state, the state of forgiveness. You can reach a state when you know you've reached it. Number three, you reach the state of forgiveness. You know you've reached the state when you can think about the offenses and the pain doesn't come back. You see, I'm praying that you'll be able to start or continue the forgiveness process today. It's liberating. You may not be able to change people, but you can be empowered by letting go and letting God. Forgiveness is not freeing others from their sins. It's freeing you. Because you're a miracle. And I'm Paul Mark Goulet.